The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Erandoske la banana si andamana kataina. Erando satabale kopende kosite bele koprande. Just go ahead and boast in the Holy Ghost this evening. Our God is here and is here to do the unusual tonight. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Errando si capande le comprande de boschike bande de ya. Mind and no posti and le friendos. Mighty Father, we worship you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. Errando si que tele que pronde de dia. E yanda casi yanda le friendos. Mandeli que tome le que friendo cosite le caida. Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A better amen. You are here tonight with a health condition. I want you to touch that particular place. You are having pain. You came here with a pain. You came here with a burden, financial debt, emotional distress. Just if it's emotional or financial, just put out your hand in your chest. But if it is a health condition, touch that place. And the Lord God Almighty will touch you tonight. Go ahead. I say, Father, I take delivery of my healing tonight. Just the Lord God Almighty is here in our midst. Whatever affliction it is, you know it. And say, Father, I take delivery. I take delivery. I take delivery of my healing. I'm healed of fibroid. I'm healed of pain. I'm healed of high blood pressure. I'm healed of diabetes. I'm healed of malaria. I'm healed of migraine. I'm healed of this circle of negative pattern from my family. I'm healed, Lord. I take healing. I take delivery. Emotional distress. Tonight is canceled. The feeling like you want to commit suicide. Tonight is canceled. Go ahead and take delivery in the name of Jesus. The feeling of rejection. Go ahead and take delivery of whatever is yours in Christ. Go ahead and take delivery. It's the ninth day, the ninth season, the ninth hour. Our God is yet to give to you for as many that can take delivery. Go ahead and say, I make the claims tonight. It says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Go ahead and ask God tonight, I take delivery of what is mine. Jesus is here tonight. Take delivery. Take delivery. Take delivery of your babies. Take delivery of your job. Take delivery of your new appointment. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because testimony shall abound tonight. From tonight's meeting, there shall be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We worship you because you are a good God. Thank you for how you have started with us. Thank you for today, the day 9. I ask that everyone under the sound of my voice will not go back the same. In the name of Jesus. For everyone saying a good amen, let them not go back the same. Visit everyone tonight. Let them have an encounter with you tonight. Burdens are already lifted tonight. Afflictions are canceled tonight. Every terror from the enemy today marks the expiry tonight. In the name of Jesus. I ask the Lord, you use me to touch your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. A better amen. I want you to move to your neighbor and tell them congratulations. It's the ninth day. Take delivery already. Take delivery and have your seat majestically. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for this privilege. Every time I stand here, it's always a privilege. I don't take it for granted, and I want to appreciate God's servants for giving us this opportunity. Sir, the Lord God Almighty will increase His grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. Please celebrate grace upon our senior pastor, God's servant. The Lord God Almighty will increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Tonight we are going to be speaking, I'm going to be speaking on increase via favor. Somebody say favor. God has already made provisions for us this year. And the theme of this year is what? Increase on every side. Can you echo the theme of this year to your neighbor and say increase?
on every side. God has already made provisions by giving us the theme of this year through God's servant. And it's not just a theme. It's going to find expression in our lives. For somebody saying a good amen, it's going to find expression in my life. In the name of Jesus. I will not only be saying it, I will be manifesting it. Say that to yourself. Have you ever been around where they cook smoky jollof or anywhere, any firewood cooking business? When you go there, what happens? Apart, if you are the one cooking, if you leave that place, there is 100% tendency that you will smell of firewood. Yes or yes? Yeah, you will smell of firewood. And everyone that comes to check on you when you are cooking firewood, I mean, when you are making food from that firewood, would also catch the same. If they may not stay too long, but if they stay just a few minutes, they will carry that aroma. I've come to tell somebody tonight, the theme of this year would not only manifest around you, everyone that comes close to you will also carry it. Somebody is not believing that. Everyone that comes close to you will also carry it. Obed-Edom did not only increase, the rats, everything in his house carried it. So this year, you will not only manifest because of you. Everyone that comes around you will manifest increase in the name of Jesus. In your marriage, you will manifest increase. In your job, increase. In your academics, increase. In your marriage, increase. In your relationship, increase. In your business, increase. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Now, real quick, many of our fathers in the faith, they experience increase because of favor. Somebody say favor. Now, I've come to realize that no matter how hard a man works, there is this place of favor that cannot be compared to labor. No matter how hard a man works, there is a place of favor that cannot be compared to the place of labor. How do I mean? Psalm 44, verse 3, it says, "For they got not the land in possession by their own sword." Psalm 44, verse 3. "Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them." They got not the land. Psalm 44, verse 3. They didn't get the land by their own strength. They didn't get the land by their own certificate. You didn't get the job by your certificate. You didn't get the wife, the husband, that cute lady you married, or that handsome dude you want to get married to. You didn't get it by your own physical appearance. You didn't get your job, the multinational job, by your own capacity or by your own qualification. They got it by what? Favor. That is somebody's testimony this year. From where, go and mark where you start or where you have started. By the time we are ending 2025 and we are saying Happy New Year to 2026, the difference between where you have started and where you end will not be, it will be beyond human comprehension. For somebody that is believing it, it will be beyond human comprehension. Real quick, what are the things to note about favor? There are some things we need to note down about favor that I have come to note about favor. Number one, real quick, it is important for us to note that no man can fly higher than the level of favor he can access in his life. No man can fly higher than the level of favor you can access per time. What do I mean? You know, if your salary is 25K, for example, that man can only, maybe you labor for 25, you earn 25,000. Whatever you are going to spend will only be 25,000. Every thing you can enjoy is within 25,000. But if a man earns 25K, and receives a lab and receives favor worth of 250,000. He is earning 25, but is enjoying a favor worth of what? 250,000. That means the level of increase that your life can command is only according to the favor you will enjoy. Do you know that favor has levels? It does. Follow me to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. The Bible says, And of Naphtali, he said, oh Naphtali, oh put my name, oh Folakemi Kuforiji, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord. That means when you are satisfied, when Folakemi Kuforiji is satisfied with favor, what will I enjoy? Full blessing. Satisfied favor gives full blessing. Medium favor, medium blessing. Low favor, low blessing. Favor is in levels. Yes, we are saying you can get increase via favor, but there are some favor and there are some favor. The one I want for myself this year is, oh, Folakemi, satisfied with favor and full blessing. You know what the meaning of satisfied? Permit me to say, I'm trying to enter into my Father's grace. That says, sorry, permit me, sir. You know, Yoruba will say, it's full, it's full. It's down, it's coming down. No. I don't know how to explain it, but please, permit me. It's that's it. Satisfied, overflow. Thank you, sir. That is satisfied. Satisfied is they give you food. You say, I'm okay. They bring, I say, I'm okay. We bring down, we say, I'm okay. They bring down, I'm okay. That's somebody's level this year. I said, that's somebody's level this year. In the satisfied with favor and full with blessings. So I need to make it understand that when we are talking about favor, favor is in levels. And I, this year, I am going to be satisfied with favor. I don't know about you. I said, I'm going to be satisfied with favor. Do you know that there is a level of favor that you can only find favor with just men? That's all. There's another level. You find favor with God and with men. That's another level, but it's not for today. Number two, real quick, things to note about favor. Favor is God's endorsement. When I was trying to prepare this message, and I remembered endorsements. Many for the footballers, you know all this. I'm not a football fan, but you know all this. Somebody endorsed this one. That one endorsed this one. So I'll not digress to football thing because I'm not a football fan. Let me use illustration of a fashion designer. Somebody that sews in Okefia in Ilorin here, sews plain t-shirts. Or somebody that sews in Nkalagwa in Nnewi in Anambra State, sews plain t-shirts, right? The best that person could sell is probably 100 t-shirts in a month. Let me assume endorsement. I'm trying to give a picture of an endorsement. Endorsement is the CEO of Nike brand. We all know that Nike brand is cost a lot. The CEO of Nike now says, hey, gentlemen, the one in Nkalagwa, in Nnewi, hey, Brachebuzo, let me put my logo on your t-shirt now. You can try and calculate what you will sell in a month. His level will change. Or you compare with Sikiratu at Okelafia that has been sewing on a low level. The endorsements that you have put and I put on sale, people will not buy because of where it is coming from. They will not buy because of who is sewing it. They are buying because of what has been endorsed on it. And God, and favor is God's endorsement upon your life. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your color. Favor does not know nation. It doesn't know where you are living. When you are favored, you are favored. You can be favored in Nigeria and living more than someone that is in America. That is favor. Somebody say, that's my level. That's my level. In the name of Jesus. Or you are going for an interview and they have told you that there are 1,000 applicants that are applying, that are already on the line for this interview. And they are only going to pick 50. Excuse me. And beside you, you saw so many people that had first class from Harvard. Another person, first class from Cambridge, first class from this one. It's a multinational company. And one reason or the other, somebody tapped you and gave you a complimentary card that says, the front of the complimentary card is the president of the United States. His name is Donald Trump. And on the reverse of the complimentary card, it says employ immediately. And your qualification is just probably a 2-2. A second class lower, or a third class, for example. You are on the same line with those people that got that are 1,000 candidates for the application, for the interview. You might not be qualified, but because of that endorsement, what happens? You will be employed. So this year is not by your own ability, not by your own capacity, not by your own physical ability, not by work. Favor is coming for somebody tonight. I don't know if it is for you, but I know it is for me. Tell your neighbor, favor is coming for me this year. Favor is coming for me this year. And for someone here tonight, wherever you show up, God is endorsing you. You are endorsed. God's favor endorses you. You know, when God's favor endorses, when you show up, it's not you, it's God himself. They are seeing God in your life. Say, I don't even know why, I just want to favor you. I don't know what, I just want to bless you. I don't know what, I just want to do. That would be somebody's testimony in the name of Jesus. Number three, real quick things to note about favor. Overtaking is allowed with favor. OFG sang something, sang a song sometime. Overtaking is allowed. Yes, I picked this from their song. I can't remember their song. Overtaking is allowed. With favor, overtaking is allowed. With favor, you are a preferred candidate despite competition. You are a preferred candidate despite competition. Overtaking is allowed. You know, in politics, for example, it might take a man 20 years to ascend a particular position. Maybe he tried in one party for 4 years. They did not pick him. They tried another party. They did not pick him. He might ascend. He might be able to get to that place after like 20 years. You understand? And another person, with favor. Somebody say with favor. The person coming from the prison, that is already a disqualification. Ex-convict, right? I don't know. Is an ex-convict supposed to be a part of a... Once you are an ex-convict, once you have... You have been convicted of anything. In fact, if you are relocating abroad, safe, they will tell you to do police reports. If you have been convicted before, they will disqualify you. It is that bad. So this man was coming straight from the prison. He went to the palace. He rose up as prime minister, unopposed. Somebody say unopposed. Unopposed. No godfatherism. Nothing. This was because he was a man full of favor. That was a man called Joseph. Full of favor. Somebody is going to access that favor this evening. I said overtaking is allowed. Tell them overtaking is allowed. You know, there was a time one of our members that has relocated. Their family went to the embassy. And they came to meet Papa to pray for them. Papa prayed for them. And they narrated their story according to them. That when they got to the American embassy, there was a long queue. And everyone that came out after, that went in and came out, it was, their faces were not okay. That means they were rejected. No, 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 no. So somehow somebody came from nowhere, or somebody came from there, and took them from behind. The whole family, thank you, sir. Took them from behind, the whole family. Created another line, put them in front, and stamped their own. And they got their visa. So overtaking, they were at the back, but with favor. They overtook and it was stamped. For someone here this evening, you will overtake this year. It doesn't matter how many people have gone ahead of you in 2024. It doesn't matter how many people have gone ahead of you. Your mate may have been working since 2020. You just got a job in 2025. Overtaking is allowed. Tell your neighbor, overtaking is allowed. By the time God is done with me this year, you will know that I'm a product of his favor. Tell your neighbor that. It doesn't matter how many of your mates have gotten married in 2024. Overtaking is allowed. It doesn't matter how many people have built houses in 2024. Overtaking is allowed in 2025. There will be new roofing sheets coming out this year. Just watch it. New cars. Overtaking is. So give your neighbor a high five and say, I will overtake. I will enjoy favor this year. In the name of Jesus. Number four, real quick things to note about favor. Favor is timely. Favor is timely. So after this service, you can tell your neighbor, overtaking is allowed. That's the slogan now. Overtaking is allowed. Increase on every side. You may have, maybe in your bank account, what is there is 900,000. Psh, I don't care. Overtaking is allowed. That's it. Settled. So number four, favor is timely. Favor is timely. Favor is the birthright of every child of God. Once you are a child of God, favor is your birthright. But I've realized from my Bible that there is a season of favor. Favor is your birthright, but there is a season for your own. Favor is every child of God's birthright, but there is your own season. So, brethren, you have to be sensitive to your season. Ask your neighbor, are you sensitive to your own season? In Psalm 102, verse 13, how do I know that you need to be sensitive? It says, thou shalt arise. Somebody say, arise. This 2025, you need to arise. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time, that means there is a time of favor. I don't know if you understand it. There is a time of favor. There is a time of favor. That means for the time to favor her. Yay! The set time is come. When is your own set time? I don't know about you, but my own set time is now. Tell your neighbor, my set time is now. Oh, my own set time is now. Oh. Number five, favor is having that right person around you for the right purpose. Having that right person around you for the right purpose. I have seen people who, via the wrong person in their life, they have missed it. Having the right people in your life at the right time is favor. The right people in your life at the right time. This year, God will position right people in your life. I say God will position the right people in your life. Do you know that there was no record of Naaman being a born-again Christian? He was a Syrian general, an army. But I want to believe the positioning of that young girl, that maid in his house, if he had neglected the advice of that young girl, he would never have gotten his healing. He was a product of favor. He may not have been born again. He may not have even served the God of Israel. But he partook of the favor because God placed some people in his life. This year, God will position the right people in your life. There are some people that you don't need to. Permit me, please. There are some people that you don't do business with. There are some people that you don't relate to. I'm sorry to use the word relate, but they dispel favor. They don't attract favor. This year, God will position people that will attract favor to your life. So favor is having the right. I'm going to just say that prayer and say, Father, put the right people in my life. From today, put the right people in my life. Quickly, just in 1 minute. Put the right people in the life of my children. Put the right people in the life of my husband. People that will push him forward. People that will push him forward. People that will push my children forward. The right people, Lord. In Jesus' name. Number six, favor is having protocol broken for your sake, even when it's not your turn. Someone shared a testimony some weeks back and said in his place of work, he had already gotten to his height. In that location, they will not promote anybody more than where he was already. But somehow he got favored. They created another position just because of him, and he was favored. That is favor. They created, that is somebody's testimony tonight. It's as if you have gotten to the peak of where you can be promoted. But because of the favor of God upon your life, because of God's endorsement, they will create another position for you. And you will be favored. There are some people that access increase via favor. I will just mention few and then it will move very fast. A good example is a lady called Mary. Mary, in Luke chapter 1 verse 28, she was not only the virgin in the entire place, but she found favor because God endorsed her. She was a product of favor. Another good example of a product of favor was a man called Daniel. I love the story of Daniel. I'll pause a little bit in that Daniel's place. Daniel 1 verse 9 says, now God brought Daniel into favor. God brought him into favor and tender love with the prince of Enoch. God will bring you into favor. I said, God will bring you into favor. Kings came and passed, but Daniel was still relevant. Kings came and left. Daniel was, and guess what? They now hated him. They plotted for him. I said, kings have come and gone. You are still there. They wanted to eliminate him. They tried. Favor brought him to the palace. Favor couldn't hinder people from plotting coup against him. Favor couldn't hinder the people from plotting coup against him. However, favor kept the lion from harming him. This year, favor, the favor God is bringing into your life, it may not hinder the enemy from coming, but that favor will keep the enemy from harming you. They will not be able to harm you because you are God's favored. They couldn't hold Daniel down from plotting the coup. Yes, they plotted the coup. They took him inside, he entered the lion's den. Sometimes you go into some challenges and you are questioning God. God could have saved Daniel before entering into the den, but he decided to save him in the den because he wanted to make his favor higher. He wanted to make him more prominent. Because of that situation, even the king at that time said, give it to Twale for the God of Daniel. I don't know, but somebody here tonight, God is pushing you to your place of prominence in the name of Jesus. Number three example, are the children of Israel. Favor can be individual and it can be together. God favored the children of Israel. Let's look at our Bibles, Exodus 12, verse 36. The Bible says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. When I was reading this scripture, it was as if I have never seen it before. The Holy Spirit gave me a different interpretation. He says, the Lord gave the people. So God is giving your entire family favor. In the sight of your enemies. He says, in the sight of Egyptians. So that they lent unto them such things as they required. When I came here, I paused. They lent unto them such things as they required. Let me assume that we are back in those days of the Israelites. And somebody's name is Mary. Mary went to her boss and said, because it was the Israelites, you know, we taught us that favor has season. It was the children of Israelites' season of favor. Remember? Before, they couldn't ask anything from their Egyptians. They were going to be dealt with. But because their own time of favor came, maybe Mary went to the boss and said, Oga, madam, the 24 carats you wore to the president's place, I need it. And that one said, is that all? She said, yes. She removed it and gave it to the Israelites. And then that Israelite packed that and she left that night. Another person in another house, because the Bible says, Rita, can you please take the scripture back? And put it, just place the scripture right there. And in another house, another person can say, okay, madam, I need the 24 carat you wore to the president. Do you have everything in your vault? He said, yes, I want everything in that vault. That's another level. The Bible says, they lent unto them such things as they required. Such as they required. If you require one, you get one. I don't know if you understand. If you require a whole vault of gold, they will get it. They were not equally rich because of the level of demand they were able to place on their favor. In your own time of favor, don't be conservative. This is your season of favor. So I cannot be. I was listening to a message by Benson Idawosa 2 days ago. And he said, this man called Pa Elton, God, the Holy Spirit told him to come down to Nigeria and pick him. So he said he came, spotted him, said he enjoyed favor. He followed him with one suitcase. So he said Pa Elton told him that he can shop anywhere he wants to shop in America. He should come to the office with all the receipts. He will pay for all the receipts. So Benson Dawosa said in a very humorous way, he said, you trust me, I don't play with such open check. I went back to Nigeria with 13 boxes. He came to America with one box. He went back with 13 boxes. What am I trying to illustrate? Don't be conservative in your time of favor. I don't know what your level of expectation is tonight, but I have a whole lot. Don't be conservative. Tell anybody, don't be conservative. They lent unto them as they required. If they required only two, you got two.
If you require only 10, you get 10. So in this season of dangerous favor, don't close your mouth. Require, make heavy demands from God, and God will give to you in the name of Jesus. Real quick, another good example of someone that God increased via favor is a man called Paul. Paul found favor. I was illustrating to somebody yesterday that Paul was a man that he wasn't around the disciples when Jesus was doing so many miracles. He was a murderer. He would see the Christians and he would stone them. He did whole manner of horror. He was a persecutor. So I was, you know, someone normally if there is a vacant position in choir now, for example, you will most likely pick somebody who has been fervent and place the person as a leader. Or maybe in your classroom, they will pick somebody who has been attending that class to position that person as a class captain. But our God is a very, very humorous God. He can go and bring somebody in primary 1 to come and head primary 6. Paul was not a believer. I'm sure I was telling somebody yesterday. I said, in fact, the believers would have been praying for Paul. I said, pray that our enemy die by. And God would have been laughing. I said, this one I'm going to use. I will not just use him. He will lead all of you. That's favor. May you enjoy favor. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, my time is fast spent. What are the things that attract favor? Number 1 is righteousness. Righteousness. If you look at all the illustrations that I've given earlier on, righteousness is what in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, Daniel was brought onto favor. But if you read verse 8, the Bible said what? He purposed in himself not to defile himself with the king's meat. Righteousness is a magnet of favor. Tell your neighbor, righteousness is a magnet for favor. In Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible says, for thou wilt bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as a shield. God increases the righteous. God increases the righteous. Brethren, we are in a generation that is morally decadent. So many people are compromising their faith. We are in the end time. We are in the end time. And the love of many is waxing cold. Righteousness is what makes you a magnet of favor. Our God is a righteous God. If you are a born-again Christian, remain with your source. Don't get contaminated. Your source determines your size. Your source determines your size. Our God is a big God. No matter how well you feed a rat, it can't be an elephant. No, because that is not its source. That is not its DNA. When you stay with God, you will increase. Don't get contaminated. No matter what, vulture is not the same as eagle. Their sources are different. Vulture, no matter how well you make it slim or fine, it can never fly. It can't soar. Their levels are different because the source determines its size. Your source is God. Don't get contaminated. The Bible says, come out from among them. Stay clean. Righteousness simply means uprightness. Right standing. This year, make up your mind not to contaminate yourself in any way. Don't contaminate yourself because righteousness attracts favor. It's a magnet. Whenever you put a magnet, what happens? Any iron object, it attracts it. So if you want to attract satisfied favor this year, then stay with your source because your source determines your size. Our God is a big God. You cannot claim to carry God and be birthing decrease. God does not decrease. Elephant pekin, no, they carry conversion. If you are staying with God, you must manifest increase. This year, you will manifest increase. I said this year, you will manifest increase. That is somebody's testimony. Because righteousness exalts and sin is a reproach. Number 2, real quick. One of the things that attracts favor is kingdom service. Exodus 23:25. The Bible says, you shall serve and he will bless. That's the two things. When you serve, you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless. Kingdom service is one thing that attracts favor. You know, I was looking at a place in Matthew 20, verse 20 to 26. The Zebedee's mother, the two sons of Zebedee,
they were part of the disciples of Jesus. So the mother came and said, Oluwa mi o, my Lord, I need a favor from you. If you read it, because of my time, I can't read. He said, you can go and read. He said, grant me these two. There's a part, I think NIV or so, that says, grant me a favor. I want one to be on my left, or two, and I want another one to be on my right, Osi. You know, every king has or two and Osi. It's a big favor. And Jesus said, positioning in the kingdom, as much as I desire to give you this favor, comes only by serving. Serving. Serving is the way up. Serve your way up. As you, even Jesus, if you read in verse 26, and when the, please keep, put it there, thank you. And when the 10, it shall not be so among you, but no, take it back a little bit, like 24, 20, but 24. And when the 10 heard it, the other was angry. What kind of request is this? They were moved with indignation about these two brothers. The next verse. And Jesus called them and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles, the people in the world, they dominate. They exercise authority. But next verse, real quick, verse 26. But that is not so among you. If you want to be great, let him be your minister. Another version says, let him serve. If you want to be great, greatness in the kingdom, increase in the kingdom comes by what? Serving. Increase in the kingdom comes by serving. Serving God genuinely is what can enthrone you. Serving God genuinely enthrones. You can change position and may not necessarily change level. You can change position but may not necessarily change level. But in the kingdom, your level is changed by your devoted service. Your level is changed by your devoted service. You don't rise to the top by mistake. God's servant has said this earlier. If you jump up, you jump down. You don't rise to the top by mistake. You serve your way up. In the kingdom, we stoop to serve. Stay down and let God balance on you. When God balances, you show God. When you appear, you are down. God is up. And everywhere you show up, God is manifesting himself in your life. But the way up is what? Through King serve. Enough of nominal sitting down in church. You are sitting down in church for how long? Get to a place. Serve. And don't just be a nominal member. Serve wholeheartedly. There is blessing. That is your way up. Jesus, get even me. I came to serve. Jesus himself came to serve. Who are we? You have stayed in this church for 10 years. You have not joined any departments. You have joined them. They are not even feeling your impact. The Lord will help you. Number three, that can attract favor is praise. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. The Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. God's praises never lack increase. There is a place, in my place, he says, praise me, so I can do another one. I got that one. Praise me, oh, so that I can do another one in my place. So give me thumbs up, I got that one. God's praises always are always on the increasing level. A man called David attracted so much favor. The Bible says he never lost a battle. David never lost a battle. One of his secrets was what? Favor. He was a God praiser. He said 7 times in a day as a king he would praise. And he was the king that operated in so many capacities. He was a king. He was a priest. Not all kings are priests. Uzziah tried to enter the priestly role. He died for it. So David was a king. He was a priest. He was a general in the army. He was a songwriter. He was a song producer. He had so many capacities. He increased on every level because he was a God praiser. This year, always give God praise. Let nothing take away that in your life, and you will keep increasing in the name of Jesus. Number four, favor somebody. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5. Favor somebody. Genesis 39, verse 5 says, and it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. Let's pause there.
The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. For whose sake? That means if Joseph, but let's take it back. It came to pass from that time that he made his year. That means he got God's blessing when he made Joseph an overseer. I don't know if you understand. Immediately Potiphar made Joseph an overseer. What happened? He enjoyed favor. God would not have favored Potiphar. But because he pushed Joseph up, he also enjoyed favor. Even when he didn't, he wasn't supposed to. Excuse me. Only children of God are entitled to the blessing. If you read it, it says the blessing. There's something they call the blessing. The blessing was what Abraham enjoyed. The blessing. But he, not having God, not believing in God, but because of Joseph in his house that he favored, he accessed that favor. I don't know if you understand that thing. Favor somebody. You have somebody's children as your house help or whatever. Favor them. Be good to them. So that wherever your own children too get to, they will not lack favor. Favor somebody. Be good to somebody. Potiphar did that to Joseph. And because of that, attracted favor. This year, you will not lack God's favor. In fact, from this minute, the Lord God Almighty will give you a garment of favor. You will, you know, in Esther chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, I can't read because of my time. That woman said everywhere she went, they couldn't resist her. Everyone favored her. From tonight, the Lord is wearing upon you a garment of favor. I say from tonight, you wear a garment of favor. You will enjoy favor. With the young, you will enjoy favor. With the old, you will enjoy favor. There, everyone around you, you will enjoy favor. Because of God's favor upon life, doors are opening for you from tonight. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I have all heads bowed and all eyes closed? One major thing that can hinder that favor is if you are not born again. How can you access favor when you don't know the God of favor? You are here tonight, you are still struggling in sin. You want to say this simple prayer with me? Can I see your hands up? It doesn't cost anything. Just say it. Or you are struggling with one thing or the other. Pornography, one form of addiction or the other. There are some things that you are not setting right. Or you have given your life to Jesus before, but you took it back somehow. You want to say this prayer again. Can I see your hands up real quick? You want to give your life to Jesus afresh. You want to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Or you are connected or you are watching online. And you want to say this prayer. Just go ahead and say, Father, have mercy upon me. Cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Save me from every of these addictions and form of evil and help me to live right. From today, completely take my life. Help me, Lord, to live according to your will. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Can I have everybody on your feet? Go ahead and begin to thank God and say, Father. Father, we thank you. Give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Esther chapter 2, verse 15 that I said earlier. The Bible says, now when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abilahite, uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the king, people of the women appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of them that looked upon her. Everywhere she went to, everyone that looked upon her, she enjoyed favor. We are going to pray with this prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, wear me and my household a garment of favor that will make me irresistible for my next level increase. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, wear me and my household. Wear us a garment of favor that will make me irresistible for my next level increase. The kind of increase that I will not be able to, people will not be able to deny me. In the name of Jesus. A garment of favor. From tonight, I'm wearing a garment of favor. In the name of Jesus. Garment of favor that will make me irresistible. My children will be irresistible for a garment of favor. Your garment of favor. A garment of favor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
A better amen. Nehemiah 2 verse 8b says, and the king granted me according to the good hand of God upon me. The king granted me according to the good hand of God upon me. Your increase is according to the good hand of God upon your life. We are going to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your good hand rest heavily upon me and upon my family this year. Lift up your voice and say, Father, the good hand, let it rest upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Let your good hand rest upon me and my family heavily. I will enjoy heavy favor in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A better amen. I was telling us earlier, I said favor is in levels. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, there was a place whereby Moses was going up to the mountain. Before he went up, the children of Israel could look at his eyes. But when he went up to the mountain and he returned after 40 days, what happened? They couldn't look at his eyes. His glory had changed. His level had changed. We are going to pray and say, Father, after these 12 days, change my level. Change my level in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, from tonight, the level of my increase will be undeniable. Change my level. Change my level. Change my level. Change my level. Satisfy me with your favor. Satisfied favor that will give me full blessing. Satisfied favor that will give me full blessing. Overflowing favor. That is my portion from tonight. These 12 days, give me satisfied favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A better amen. We all know because of Joseph, Potiphar was favored. Because of Jacob, Laban was favored. Because of the ark, Obed-Edom was favored. We are going to lift up your voice and pray. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, make me a magnet of favor that will be a blessing in the life of people. In the name of Jesus. I take that again. Father, make me. Let me rephrase it. Father, in the name of Jesus, favor me and let me be a magnet of your blessing in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus. In the life of people. Let me be a magnet of favor in the life of people. In the name of Jesus. Let me be a magnet of your blessing in the life of people. Let me be a magnet of blessing in the life of people. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me be a magnet of your blessing. In the name of Jesus. People will say, because of me, oh, they were blessed. Make me a magnet of favor. In the name of Jesus. In the life of people, make me a magnet of favor.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.